In 1982, a new way of spying was conceived using psychic warfare from a new technique called scientific remote viewing. And you know what they saw? They saw Blender Style, the show where we discuss an extreme blend of music. On this episode, Cephala Carnage Anomalies, released 2005. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers, brothers.
Cheers.
So back in 2000, my shitty band opened for three really good death metal bands, and one of them was Cephala Carnage. They were the headliners. They're on the Exploiting Dysfunction tour.
Okay.
And I went to the merch booth and I bought Exploiting Dysfunction CD, and I've been a fucking big fan of Cephala Carnage
ever since. Where was this show at?
Jerry's Pizza in Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The bass player, Josh, was using a wireless system. Uh-huh. He got into the crowd, which is not saying a lot about Jerry's Pizza.
He got in the hallway.
He stepped off the stage, which was like this tall. He literally like was swinging around and he knocked me over. I weighed like 100 less pounds than I do now.
Yeah.
And he went and walked up the stairs and went outside and kept playing. It was
That was back when they only had one staircase at Jerry's too.
Yes. It was fucking nuts, dude. It was a crazy
Haven't
show.
Haven't they always had the two?
No. Back in the day, they only had the one.
Well, they had the back one and the front one.
Was the back one always?
And he went up the back and went into the alley. That's when you could still drive through the alley.
Maybe I just never went to the back.
Jerry's Pizza, the ceiling's really low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The singer, Lenzig, he had his hand on the ceiling. He was jumping up and down, making sure he didn't hit his, because you could hit your head.
Oh, yeah.
It was bananas, dude. And I listened to the album. The album was fucking bizarre as shit. So I've been a fan of Cephala Carnage since 2000. This one came out in 2005. I bought it on CD, probably, the year it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite Cephala Carnage album. I fucking love it. And I wanted to know what you guys thought about it. Are you familiar with Cephala Carnage, Casey?
I thought I was not until I listened to this. And I was like, I know 90% of this album and I don't know why, but now I know why.
Your brother Kai likes.
Yeah, but I think you listened to it all the time back in the day, too.
I did. Your brother Kai is a huge fan of this band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's so many tracks on here that as I was listening to it, I was like, I don't know this band, but I know this song. And it could be from Kai. It's just, I was kind of, I knew it from somewhere.
Nathan, Cephala Carnage?
Familiar? Yeah. I've always liked them. This is the only album that I actually was like familiar with all the way through.
Okay.
So I was kind of happy you picked it. You know what I mean?
Because it's the one you knew.
Yeah.
I was on the fence, dude. I kind of wanted to pick Exploiting Dysfunction.
Also good, right?
They have one before that, but Exploiting Dysfunction's bizarre, dude. It's like got like weird interlude tracks. Like someone calls and leaves a voicemail on their answering machine talking about them like ripping them off for weed or whatever. There's like a lot of weird shit going on. This is a tighter album,
mm-hmm.
less experimental. They kind of got more death metal as they went on. The earlier stuff's like more grindcore. They refer to themselves as Rocky Mountain Hydro Grind.
I saw that, and I thought that was kind of cool.
They're from Denver, and they smoke a lot of weed.
It's like giving yourself your own nickname.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I love about this, though, is the different lyrical themes within the different songs. Mm-hmm. It changes from one minute to another.
It does.
The time signatures are changing within time signatures at some points even.
There's a variety of genre.
Exactly. There's grind, there's death.
Stoner metal.
Stoner metal. Like, what is that? Peacemaker?
Yeah.
It's got like that rock and roll intro. So rad.
The drumming on this is insanely badass. There's so many memorable drum parts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like early drum fills. You know what I mean? Like songs start out with drum fills and just like hook hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Groovy. This is fucking groovy.
Very dynamic.
It's kind of a... one of the things it's a mix for me is that it's kind of a joke band.
Yeah.
Like a lot of this is just tongue-in-cheek. Like they're not
afraid to make fun of themselves in anything in the industry that they're representing, which is cool.
I fell in love with this album, and then later on, my friend Johnny was telling me I was like, oh, you should check out Dying Will Be the Death of Me. Yeah. And he's like, oh, they're making fun of metalcore. I'm like, yeah. What? And he's like, yeah, that's a joke, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, yeah, you when they do like the high pitch, like, you know.
But it's still good.
Yeah, it is good.
And I'm like, oh, it kind of like broke my heart a little bit. I'm like, oh, you mean that's not like they're not doing that seriously? He's like, it's a fucking joke, dude. And it kind of like hurt my feelings, but. No, I've come to terms with
but
it.
But a joke that sounded pretty good.
But then you stop and you think about it. You're like, if I smoked weed all day and had my own band, I would make fun of everything too.
And that's exactly what this is. Rocky Mountain Hydro Grind.
Yeah.
It's I feel like they probably just, whatever they feel like doing yeah, and exactly. playing with each other, you know what I mean? They're like,
we're making music. We're doing what we want to do. Yeah.
I kind of like that about it.
It's cool.
And that they're able to pull it off. Like yeah, some bands try to do this type of shit, and it's like...
Yeah, Weird Al makes fun of music all the time, and it's not good.
Well, it's parody. Well, a little bit of this is parody, too. But it's also, like, very proficient playing. Mm-hmm. These guys do not fuck around. They can... I mean, they do, but they're fucking around, clearly. But the playing is top-notch on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the guitar work... the drum work on this is great. The guitar work's even better, I think. There's some really cool, like... change ups and breakdowns. Like I feel like to me though this album starts off real slow or real weak for me.
Oh really? I feel like the first 12 songs are amazing.
See, I feel like the first four tracks aren't great.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So it starts with Scientific Remote Viewing, banger, Wraith, banger, Counting the Days, bang. Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah.
So this is great. It's not that they're not bangers, because I think they're good songs, but I feel like after that from what is it? Peacemaker on. It changes. It's a completely different album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're right.
And it just opens up, and I think it showcases their talent a lot better.
Okay. You know what? That's
more fun.
It is. It's a lot more fun.
So I kind of didn't get super into later Symphonic Carnage.
Okay.
But I went back and kind of re-listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my complaint with... I forgot what the latest one is. I'll put it in the notes. Okay. I'll put it on screen. But like the beginning is very like straight up almost like death metal.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of misses that Symphonic Carnage charm.
Yeah.
But like the second half of the album gets weird.
Yeah.
And more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
So that's kind of your beef with this.
It's like they started out and then by the fourth song they're warmed up and they're like, okay, we found our groove. It's almost like they recorded it one session.
Yeah.
And yeah, it took them a few songs to get into that groove. I mean, not to like knock the first four songs. They're still really good songs.
I see what you're saying.
But I just feel like they, as a whole, they're really muddied and they're really like jammed. They're like, they tried to jam too much in there onto them. They don't give them any space to breathe. And I think after that is when they really open up and they explore like these different like avenues of songwriting and styles.
The
like,
second half of the record is by far better than the first half.
For sure.
That's fair.
In fact, I would probably say exactly where Peacemaker.
Yeah.
That's like the real transition.
Inside Is Out when it has that like clean guitar part and that drum progression thing. Like who would have thought that would have, you know, been put in
or that it would even work in the context that it's in.
So I think cool. Definitely the second half of the record, it's more free.
Yeah.
It's less claustrophobic and they're able to do these other, you know, different little spin-offs within the songs.
For sure.
That's a good observation. And like I said, the later Symphonic Carnage is like that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like in later Symphonic Carnage they introduce like saxophone and stuff.
Yes. I think they had little hints of it in parts of this one. Or at least I thought I caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just kind of like weird kind of stuff going on. And they kind of go completely off the rails on that last song on here. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce that name. The
Ontogeny of Behavior.
Ontogeny of Behavior. That's an amazing song.
Yeah.
For some reason, that takes me back to like when we were kids and we would just get so drunk that the whole world just kind of like slowly passed by. It's weird. You know the scene, you know that scene in Dazed and Confused where they're on the football field and the sun's like coming up or whatever?
Yes.
That's that song.
Oh, man.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's the last song.
It is.
Totally fit the mood.
Yeah.
I like that the song links are like, they all track in around like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel like 45 minutes, right?
No, it just it's badass. But like the songs aren't too long.
No, they're not.
But they're not like super short grindcore either.
Mm-hmm. No, they all have a chance to like develop their own identity and play with that identity, which and is kind of
I don't
cool.
know how much grindcore is actually really here if you think about it.
I know. It's hard to like really
pinpoint. It's more death metal when it gets like groove. And like you could definitely like within the heavier, you know, death metal songs or grindcore songs, you could definitely tell they smoke weed.
Totally.
Like well, weed have, come across.
They have a like, kill
this
for
band
weed.
Is weed.
Kill for weed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Their first album has a song called 9 Feet of Smoke.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there's like clips about them like selling weed to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's trippy.
We should just make a pothead label imprint that just gets all the songs about weed. And put like on those. Now that's what I call music volume 100.
It's just, all from Colorado.
No, it's just all like bury me in smoke from down. It's just like all kinds of different.
Sweet leaf.
Yeah. Cottonmouth Kings make every release.
Make every release. One of my biggest beef was this band. They're still active, I think, but they haven't released anything in
2010.
Years. Yeah, 12 years.
I saw that.
It's disappointing, dude, because I feel like this band would like keep putting out good stuff. They went through a couple minor lineup changes. Mm-hmm. It just sucks that they don't make new stuff. I don't know if they're even trying to write stuff. I don't know what the band members are doing. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a bummer for me.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by this and kind of like, ooh, I'm excited to see what they've come out with since then. And yeah, I was kind of disappointed to see that they haven't done anything since 2010.
I know this would have
definitely
been,
sounds. It sounds dated at times too, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like maybe it's just kind of maybe they, I don't know. Like, maybe it was good for the time.
I would say back in like 2005 to, you know, 2010, if you asked me what my favorite band was, Sepala Carnage was definitely in that discussion. Hmm. But they just like nothing's happened for so long. Yeah. It's like they kind of fell out of that list for me. They got replaced by like, you know, bands like Cattle Decapitation, Fallujah, and stuff like that. So your foray into Sepala Carnage Anomalies, Casey, what'd you give it for a rating?
So I give this a 4.2 out of 5.
Nice.
I was surprised by this. Not only because I liked it, but because I like once I started listening to it, it was like a old pair of shoes that your body, like your foot is already worn into. It fit. I felt like I've been there before. It was comforting. And other than just like the pacing issue of the first like four songs, I felt like this was almost a perfect album. It was really good. It was everywhere. It was all over the place. It was nowhere at the same time.
Yeah.
And it just,
well said.
It really did like this really cool, like they didn't hold back from exploring, and say, hey, we're a death metal band or we're a prog metal band or this. They kind of went everywhere and did everything with it. And I got to respect that. That was cool.
Wherever the bud may take you.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's like different strains of weed in this album. Nathan?
I give this a 4.0. I think it's a solid record. I hadn't listened to it in years. Maybe a track here or there. But like going back to it, like I fell in love with it again. You know, it's
nice.
A 4.0. It's a great record. Musicianship. I love that it is everywhere. You know, it's a good, it's a good record. 4.0.
It's always. Like hard to say anything bad about it, huh?
The only thing like that I would say bad about it is that it some like little breakdown parts and stuff sounds kind of like dated to me, and like they almost feel like filler.
Yeah.
You know, like they kind of had to like,
I get that.
They were probably like, well, what should we do there? Just do a,
well, it was
just to, do a breakdown.
To me,
right,
it was kind of like they just didn't know how to transition to the next part. And so like, oh, well, let's throw a breakdown and then they'll work it in.
Well,
next.
Sometimes weed makes you lazy.
Maybe. Yeah.
Sometimes a breakdown can just save your ass.
There you go.
I give it a 4.7 out of 5.
Nice.
This is a killer album. It's still my favorite Sepala Carnage album. I actually went back and listened to all their stuff. This is the one that really kind of, I gravitate towards. I definitely agree with what you're saying. Like the later part of the album mm-hmm. kind of opens up and gets more experimental. But the first handful of tracks are just good, like heavy death. I'll call it death metal songs.
Yeah. It's got a little something for everybody.
It really does.
It does. Like, if you don't like the first song, just skip it and try the next one and skip it and skip it.
And it's kind of like, yeah, is there anybody out there that even talks shit on this band? Like, if you do, like, I think everybody just thinks you're an asshole.
Right. And you don't know
it's what like one of those guys that, like, you know, somebody says something about bad about somebody. And you're like, I've never heard anyone say anything bad about that person. Yeah, you must be an asshole.
I don't know anyone that doesn't. I mean, granted, they're not like Slipknot popular or whatever.
No, and that's what's kind of cool about them is they're kind of a gem.
Yeah, they really are.
Highly recommend you checking out Cephalic Carnage Anomalies. This is Blender Style. Thanks for checking out. Like and subscribe. Comment. Let us know what else we should review.
Leave us.
Blending will be the death of me.